Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with the criticism of ward closure after an increase in delays for older people leaving hospital, and the family of a murder victim back proposals to tack domestic violence. But first, dream homes have become a nightmare.
Furious home buyers have expressed their frustration after a developer failed to deliver on their house of their dreams. They are the latest in a series of complaints from customers of Bovis Homes at its Roundhouse Park and Queen's Hills developments. More than a dozen home buyers have concerns about their property, including holes in the wall, cracked tiles, and parts of their home missing. Jimmy and Rachel Hipperson claim they found their new home in Rowan Way, Crinkleford, littered with problems, despite having waited more than 6 months to complete the deal. Mr. Hipperson said, "There are parts where they just haven't finished it, but bits of the conservatory are missing, the kitchen light is missing, and there are windows that have got the locks the wrong way round. We agreed to move in on the proviso that identified snags were fixed, but they haven't been." Since moving in, there's been also a problem with drainage, which led to sewage leaking around the outside of the house. The Hippersons are not the only family to experience difficulties. Bovis said it was working with the couple and had received a 100% satisfaction score at Roundhouse Park since February.
A man who dropped his trousers in front of a woman before making an indecent comment was among the incidents of rowdy and inappropriate behaviour committed aboard trains by Norwich City supporters. The British Transport Police, that's BTP, said city supporters were responsible for 2% of all incidents committed aboard trains by Premier League club fans in 2015-16. Fans were reported for everything from being too rowdy to making lewd remarks. Canaries Trust chairman, Robin Saintie, said that the actions were not representative of all City fans, adding that the club had a good reputation for being well-behaved, both home and away. Figures from the BTP showed that NCFC supporters accounted for the first four out of 237 incidents committed in Premier League club fans across the transport network in 2015-16.
An eco-housing scheme on the edge of Norwich has won top prize at a National Planning Award event in London. Carrowbreck Meadow, a development of 14 passive house homes in Helston, won the Excellence in Planning to Deliver Housing category at the Royal Town Planning Institute's Awards for Planning Excellence in 2017. The scheme is the first development by Broadland Growth, a partnership between Broadland District Council and NPS Property Consultants Limited. As well as being an eco-friendly development, it is also made up of more than 40% affordable housing.
The family of a woman who was brutally murdered by her former partner has welcomed proposed new measures designed to tackle domestic violence outlined in the Queen's speech. The Queen announced details of a draft domestic violence and abuse bill during her speech, which included plans for tougher sentences for domestic abusers, whose crimes have a devastating impact on children. She also discussed establishing a domestic violence and abuse commissioner to monitor the response of statutory agencies and local authorities and hold the justice system to account, as well as creating a new domestic abuse civil prevention and protection order regime. The proposals have been backed by the family of Kerry McCauley, who was savagely beaten to death in her home in South Ailes Way, Norwich, in January, by Joe Story. Story was jailed for life for the killing, with Judge Stephen Holt telling him he would serve at least 24 years, meaning he will be 51 before he's considered for parole in 2041.
It has played host to the likes of Oasis, Nirvana, Coldplay and Manic Street Preachers, and now a Norwich venue has been recognised for the part it has played in influencing the UK's musical landscape. A blue plaque will be unveiled at Norwich Arts Centre, one of 47, which will mark places and people which have played an important role in music. The St Benedict Street venue, previously named Britain's Best Small Venue by the NME, was nominated by music fans to get the honour. The venue opened in 1977, but moved to its current site in St Swithin's Church in 1980, where it was originally known as Premises. Pasco Q. Kevlin, director of Norwich Arts Centre, said, "We're delighted to have been picked to receive one of 47 blue plaques across the country. We will display our heritage with pride and continue to programme the best in new music." The final list of new plaques was whittled down from nominations made by BBC local radio listeners. The plaques are being awarded by BBC Local Radio with the British Plaque Trust, which usually only presents around two per year. Music-related blue plaques already in Norwich include one at Grosvenor House in Prince of Wales Road, where the Beatles played, and one on John Lewis in honour of Pablo Fanck, the city-born circus proprietor who is immortalised in the Fab Four's song Being for the Benefit of Mr Kite.
Friends of a teenager who drowned while trying to save her cousin have raised money in her memory to boost firefighters and lifeboat services. Miss Folcott recently presented the money she and Miss Robinson had raised to firefighters on Green Watch at Sprowston Fire Station. Gary Collins, the head of Fire Prevention and Protection at Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, thanked the pair for their fundraising efforts. He said, "Sadly, there are times when fire service staff need help to recover from injury, illness or poor health, and our firefighters' charity facilities help us in such times."
A Norfolk entrepreneur who has invented a smartphone app to help report dangerous or suspicious situations and prevent crime believes that it will prove invaluable to police investigations. The app works by allowing users to record footage of everything from crimes in progress and suspicious behaviour to lost property and missing pets. Recordings are automatically uploaded to a national database, enabling the authorities to quickly access the footage.
The number of days older people have been stuck in hospital by waiting for social care packages to be sorted so that they can leave has soared. And that prompted criticism of the controversial decisions to close the Henderson unit at Norwich's Julian Hospital. That 24-bed unit was set up in November 2014, with patients admitted if they were medically fit to leave the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, but the packages to allow them to leave were not in place. The unit was seen as helping prevent delayed discharges, but closed in October last year. Norwich County Council officers said most of the increase was due to delays in patients leaving the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. They said the hospital faced significant pressures over the winter, which had led to increased referrals to social services, while recording practice changes had also contributed to increases. Council officers said some of the extra £35 million of government funding could be used to help reduce delays, with proposals due to be put for the committee next month.
And now to Information Desk.